You're listening to SBS News.
In the early hours of Sunday morning, in the small confines of a garage in a rented house in the northern suburbs of Albury, New South Wales, a cooking production line has formed. Three large burners sit on the floor. Men squatting next to them drop handfuls of chopped vegetables bound by chickpea flour batter into sizzling pots of oil, while a row of women slap and roll balls of naan dough to be fried on a barbecue. These are the members of the Albury Wodonga Sikh Sangat, or congregation, preparing langar, a free meal to worshippers and anyone else who stops by. This sangat began with a handful of families 15 years ago. One of its original members, Supreet Arora, migrated from India in 2007, says now it's bursting at the seams.
Until 2011-12, and then government opened visa for students to come to this area to get their permanent residency, so they have to live there here for 3 years. So many people, they came, and then in this way, community just blasted, I would say. It's just blasted.
An estimated 1,500 Sikhs live in the vicinity of the Albury Wodonga Gurdwara. The religion is still considered a minority faith in Australia, but it's the fastest growing since 2011, predominantly due to migration. Those arriving from overseas on skilled work regional visas are required to stay in regional Australia for several years, and then they are free to move to a capital city. But president of the Albury Wodonga Sikh organisation, Gurminder Singh, says once people experience life in the border region, many choose to stay.
You live here for four or five years, I don't think so someone make a plan to go back somewhere, because after 4 or 5 years, we consider we are local.
He's lived in Albury since migrating from India in 2007. Back then, he says there were four or five Sikh families, and long beards and turbans were still a novelty in the Twin Cities.
When we go to the shopping centre and they look at like that, who are these guys? During that time, we was passing through the Dean Street. There was a young bloke, they was a bit drunk. They come to me, they say, "Hi Laden, how are you?"
Now he says understanding of the Sikh religion is much more common by the wider community. The burgeoning number of Sikhs along the Victorian-New South Wales border is also working to put the region on the migration map. Supreet Arora says in the past, those applying for a visa from India would only know the names of capital cities. Now she says Albury Wodonga is a place they recognise.
Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide, but now people, it's on Indian community radar, you know, this name. Okay, this is the name they recognise.
But as this Gurdwara welcomes more members, they've fast outgrown the space they've rented for the past 8 years, which during COVID required the Sangat to worship in shifts. Secretary of the Albury Wodonga Sikh organisation, Gurpreet Singh, says often during COVID restrictions, they were forced to ask worshippers to move along to make way for others.
This is the constraints that we need to follow. The only reason, because at the moment we don't have much bigger hall, so everyone is understanding.
The community is now planning to establish a new permanent community-owned Gurdwara on the border region, large enough to ensure no one is ever turned away. The community raised enough money to purchase a block of land in neighbouring Thaguna, but now it needs the finances to build it. Gurpreet Singh says the pandemic has delayed fundraising and building efforts.
I'm very much confident if this COVID thing has not happened, so we already must have the enough funds to build the whole construction.
The current rental property can accommodate around 80 members of the local Sikh community. It's hoped the new facility will accommodate up to 400 and importantly establish a new spiritual home for Sikhs in regional Australia. Shabnam Preet Kaur moved to Albury from Melbourne 3 years ago. She says having a permanent temple would be a big step.
It's really a big milestone in our Sikh community, because we were having most of the Sikh temple in bigger cities like Melbourne, Sydney, Canberra, but we didn't have any established temple here.
The new temple is designed to aid in the continuation of the charity work that thrust the Sikh community into the spotlight during the Black Summer bushfires. Sikh volunteers were involved in the bushfire cleanup and they cooked meals for relief organisations and firefighters. Gurminder Singh says as soon as the emergencies happened, the Sikh community sprang into action.
We was cooking around 150, 200 meals. We start distributing to the local charities. And we approach the RFS, what they need. If they need anything, we can help them.
Gurpreet Singh says it's hoped with a larger facility, they can do even more. He says the charitable efforts of Sikh during state and national emergencies has helped forge better relations and greater understanding between the community and wider Australia.
COVID or the bushfires is called, I may call as an icebreaker between the both the communities. So because earlier everyone is busy in their own things, that help us to intermingle with them and share our thoughts, how we think and that. Yeah.
The new building will have an industrial-sized kitchen to provide more meals for the hungry. It will have bedrooms to provide shelter to those in need and large halls to accommodate emergency services in future disasters. Gurminder Singh says this aligns with the simple principle of the Sikh religion.
Whatever you can do for a human, humanity, do. We do a lot of things for us, ourselves. If we can do something for the community, so I don't think so. Is anything better like that?
They're hoping to raise the money to begin building works in the new year and make a permanent home in the community they live to serve. Abby Dinham, SBS News.